Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler. Butterfly Crazy Town. They perform it live every night over in our Infinity Sports Network studios. You guys are doing great. Just keep looping. Fade out. Fade that sucker out. Carlos Ortiz is here. Marco Belletti as well. It's our Monday show as we dip into Tuesday, and we'll continue as, you know, how the Earth rotation works. But on Mondays, we like to, well, my plan is this is what I do. So every night I have a show rundown, and I map out when I'm going to talk about each game. And I do plan to cover each game throughout the night. But then one segment turns into two. Something else comes up. We get rolling on something. There are a few games I have not mentioned at all. I'm just verifying. There's one game I sort of tangentially mentioned where I said Lamar's been struggling and the passing game hasn't really gotten going. So if you're counting that, then I did technically allude to the Ravens beating the Jets 23-10. There's one game I didn't even come close to mentioning in any way, shape, or form. Now, there's some that I wish we would have talked about a little more, but the Chiefs I do want to get more into tomorrow, because I do want to look at these Thanksgiving Day games, and the Chiefs saved their season. They may have saved their dynasty. They beat the Colts 23-20. So I want to talk more about that game. And the Cowboys kind of doing the same thing tomorrow. I think those two teams winning both in comeback fashion. The Colts were up 20-9. The Cowboys were down 21-0. They kind of both won to make our Thanksgiving better, because now the game has more meaning to it. Both are still alive. Both feel like they need to run the table. Maybe they can lose one game. But had they not both won, there'd be a little less juice to it. So good on them. At least for Thanksgiving, they gave us that. The game I have not even touched, the Atlanta Falcons beat the New Orleans Saints 24-10. There's nothing. The closest I would have come is saying Johnny's in Atlanta. I didn't allude to either of these guys in any way, shape, or form. Not even close. Taysom Hill had 10 carries for 17 yards. And Tyler Shuck ran the ball 7 times. What were they doing over there? I get it. I mean, Kamara got hurt, but what the hell were they doing? One team that I do want to just give a little bit more attention to, before tonight ends or before tomorrow, is the Rams. The Rams. The Rams completely destroyed the Buccaneers. And Baker got hurt in that one, and they got better news than maybe they were expecting. But the Rams have just been a force. And I think what we see here is week by week, you know, you're going to see a team and you're going to be like, that's the team now. I thought that about the Eagles last couple of weeks, the way their defense just got to Green Bay and just got to the Lions. But then they went and blew that game against the Cowboys. Self-fulfilling prophecy because, man, they've really been trying to tell us that things are not good there, and okay, we'll show it to us. Oh, now they showed it to us. The Seahawks a couple of weeks ago before they actually lost to the Rams. I thought, man, they are just taking the skis of these teams early. But now the Rams here have just been dominant. They've lost twice, once to the 49ers and once to the Eagles. The Eagles blocking what would have been a game-winning field goal, and then there was a goal line fumble that cost the Rams. Otherwise, they could have had a game-winning touchdown before they ended up losing to San Fran in overtime. And now they're the number one seed in the NFC. They've won six straight, beating Baltimore, Jacksonville, New Orleans, 49ers, Seahawks, and the Buccaneers. Panthers coming up this weekend. Panthers did lose to the Niners. That's really a game we haven't talked about much. The Panthers, I'm following some people that are talking about that game. So the Niners, I think it's like, okay, we got out of there. Brock Purdy, three interceptions in the first half. You're wondering, is there going to be a Mac Jones conversation? They looked a lot better in the second half. Christian McCaffrey touched the ball 31 times. He had seven catches, 24 carries. So he was the straw that stirred the drink there. George Kittle had a nice night. Juwan Jennings got involved. But Purdy just needed to settle down. And they kind of were like, all right, we'll stop throwing the ball down the field. But with Carolina, now Carolina, Bryce Young had a couple interceptions. Maybe should have taken the ball in on that drive they had instead of forcing it to the tight end in the end zone. But if you're Carolina, I think Dave Canales is getting a lot of the heat. The play calling. Rico Dowdle's been the guy. He got six carries. They ran the ball 13 times. Four of those were Bryce Young. If you're going to come in week to week and be a we're going to run the football team, I think maybe they got a little confused because Bryce Young last week had what? 448 yards in an overtime win against Atlanta. You were not going to throw for 448 yards against the 49ers. Keep it on the ground. Go with Rico Dowdle. He's been like one of the stars of the second half of the season. And then you've kind of cooled him off a little bit. Now, the last 2 weeks, too, he's only averaging 2.5 yards a carry. But tonight he's averaging six on the six carries he got. I don't know. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's go to Greg. He's in Michigan. What's up, Greg?
El Bardo, it's the Warrior, Mr. Positive. Hey, you got to love it. The people that you've inspired, Blake, and the gentleman that's giving you his cards. That's an honor, let me tell you. I'm very proud of you, and you've done well, my friend. And real quick, that post that I had with, you know, Dan Patrick, someone wanted me to take it down. They told me to take it down, and I don't know why, but oh well.
Who told you? So you posted a clip of you calling Dan Patrick's show and saying, last night I talked to Bart Winkler. And then you quickly moved on and asked your question about the Bills. But somebody wanted you to take that clip down?
Yeah. And it was, the person that got it for me.
The person that got you the clip?
Yeah, because I don't know how to do it. Because I wasn't watching it. And this person watches it.
Why did they want you to take down the clip?
I don't know. They just said, it makes me look bad. And I'm thinking, okay, it's me. And it's not, yeah, it's, oh, Bardo, it's weird. There's a lot of people that are just.
Because
you know,
you're dropping names on other shows they don't like, or what?
No, but it, okay, yeah, they said that to me. They said that I'm dropping names. And I said, well, they're sports people. Okay. And
well,
I
you said, do drop names.
But
that's
I'm
you,
justified.
Greg. That's you.
Well,
you call other shows and you drop names. You like going on other shows. You like having relationships with people on shows. So you give them shouts out on other shows where you have relationships on other shows. That's
yeah,
you.
And I don't think anything's wrong with that. I mean,
some people do. And you know what I say? You know what I say to that? Tell them to buzz off. Tell them to scram.
Oh, my God. El Bardo, Mr. Positive loves you. You don't realize that. That's what it's jealousy. I mean, I can't help it because of me dealing with LaDuff to Cuomo to Stephen A. Smith to Dan Patrick.
Yeah, look at him go.
Well, I mean, well, it's just, it just happened. It just, you don't realize how it all happened when I walked into a bar in Royal Oak, Michigan. That's how it all started almost 4 years ago. That's how it all started. But we'll get onto the between our my team, Detroit, and they should have lost to the Giants. Your gut feeling, who's going to win between the Lions and the Packers? I think you guys are. We had to go a little, an extra quarter. You're going to be a little bit healthier. We're a little bit banged up. In your gut, who do you think is going to win?
I would say that as a Packer fan, I'm feeling a little more optimistic about the game than I should. But I do understand that some of that, there's going to be a fan bump. And I don't know how big that fan bump is. Is that 10 points? Is that 15 points? If I was just casual observer, I would take Detroit.
Okay. I'm hoping. I'm hoping that we win. I hope my Bills get back. But, hey, El Bardo, thanks for being on my side. Thanks for being you. You don't realize it means a lot to me. Because sometimes I get up in the morning and I just think the world's against me. And all I want is the world's dreams to come true. So, everybody in the Winklerverse, go for your dreams.
Can you hold on a second? I want to punch something here on the way out. You are you. Okay?
Yeah.
You are Greg from Michigan. You are Mr. Positive.
Gregory Baltoff, yes.
You have put yourself out there. Okay.
Yeah.
You have put yourself out there in a way that some may not like you or how you do what you do or what, but there's only one quality that separates us from the animals, and that's, are you genuine? And I feel like you're a genuine guy, and that's why I like you.
Thank you. I'm going to cry. Thank you. And you have a great night. Yeah. Thank you. Right. Bye. Bye.
All right, Greg in Michigan, thank you.
Well, thank you for that drop.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, yeah.
Look, right away, you know, when I met Greg on these airwaves, and that's all I know Greg on, and, you know, he's chimed in on Facebook, and he's seen my page, I've seen his. People were like, oh, this guy calls Detroit all the time. I'm like, I don't know, I'll give him a chance. I like Greg. He's going to call in Chris Cuomo's show and drop my name? Okay, that's cool. He's going to call here and talk about Chris Cuomo a lot more? That's fine. I like Greg. There's more to Greg than just the name dropping. He loves Josh Allen. He loves Josh Allen so much that he'll bury Detroit at the first drop of a hat for the Buffalo Bills. He gets invested into his baseball team. He loves the Detroit radio scene. You got people calling me up that love radio. What am I going to do? You love radio.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah. You have found this show. Maybe it's all you can get. I've heard from you, if it is. But you got to have a love for radio to be with us. And I got a love for radio. And that's why we're trying to do something, a little different. I mean, this is a sports show. We're talking sports, but you get a little bit of a peek here. And I don't think we take ourselves too seriously. And yeah, I think a lot of other people would take Greg, but would they have a conversation with Greg? Would they try to get to know Greg? Now, I'm not curing polio here, but then you got people like Barry, on the other hand, just a thorn in my side.
You go from Mr. Positive to Mr. Negative. How are you, brother?
I go from Mr. Positive to Mr. Awesome. That's awesome.
So if I bet, which I don't bet anymore because I bet on the Bruins a couple years ago after they...
Barry, I just said a lot of nice things about Greg, and I'm not going to repeat them for you, but the sentiment remains. I know we have our back and forth, but I love you, Barry.
Awesome. I love you too, buddy. So if I did bet, I would have bet this weekend.
Terrible.
The Cowboys. No, I'm not terrible. The Cowboys, the Lions, the Bears, and who's the fourth one? Patriots, obviously.
Awesome.
Because I live in New England. And they all won. And I have no idea, but if I laid a C note on that, how much would that have turned into? I have no idea because I don't bet anymore because... If I bet $100 on all four of those teams, they probably would have lost. So that's why I don't bet.
If you would have bet on the Bears, the Patriots, the Lions,
and the Cowboys. Of course, the Cowboys.
You probably would have won $650.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Well, the Cowboys were an underdog. That would have helped. The other teams were
favored. Even though they were home. The Lions
were
losing
still
at
a
home.
Dog. Yeah, but yeah. They were at home. They were a big favorite. Patriots were a big favorite. Bears were favorite.
Let's get on to the Patriots and how good they're doing this year.
Awesome.
And they're playing Monday Night Football against Carlos's Giants. And Carlos
terrible.
Said to me on the phone, they are terrible. He said, oh, the Cowboys are probably going to win by 30 points. I don't know about that, but what do you think is going to happen on Monday night? And what do you think the Cowboys are going to do in the AFC if they make it to the AFC Championship? Which I think is a long shot.
The NFC
whatever.
Championship?
I think it's impossible considering they play in the NFC.
No, I said no. The Patriots, the AFC
Patriots,
Championship.
AFC. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely not the Giants. The Giants are not going to even make the playoffs, and the Cowboys might make the playoffs. If they do, they'll lose the first round.
All right. Let me think about that. Okay, Barry. I'll talk to you later.
Mike Grable's a fantastic coach. He turned things around.
Mike Grable?
Nine wins in a row on the road.
What'd you call him?
Mike Grable. Grable,
who?
Coach. Grable.
Do me a favor, Barry, can you spell his last name?
I can't spell. I didn't graduate third grade.
Sound it out.
Grable. G-R-A-B-E-L. Grable. I have no idea how to spell his last name. He was the coach in Tennessee.
Yeah,
he was the coach in Nashville.
Yeah. All right. All right, Barry.
All right, brother.
See ya. It's not that funny, is it?
I had to turn my mic off because I was actually coughing of how hard I was laughing. Mike Grable is a hell of a coach. I mean, the job that Grable has been doing with the Patriots has been nothing short of phenomenal. I think everybody in New England should be very excited with the job that Grable has been doing.
All right. So, Barry, it's Mike Vrabel. Vrabel.
Not a G remotely anywhere in that name. in the first or last name.
Now, not to be confused with Mike Gravel, who was born in Springfield, Massachusetts, eventually served in the Senate for Alaska between 1969 to 1981, ran for president in 2008 and 2020. What? Or, not to be confused with Mike Grable, who has been a reporter at ProPublica since 2008. Mike Vrabel is the head coach of the New England Patriots. And we will do Guess What They Said when we come back on the Bart Winkler Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Damn straight. And as a man, even when you're dying, rule 76, play like a champion. Guess what they said every Monday and Friday here on the Bart Winkler Show. As long as I'm alive and Bart or I are on the show. On Mondays, we get you the audio of the day / weekend. I will get it from coaches, players, executives, reporters, whoever. As long as it sounds good and I can kill time, it's pretty much the whole point of this segment. I will present it to Bart in the most generic way possible, and he will guess what they said. We will grade accordingly. 5 clips to decide the future of our lives for the next 5 to 7 minutes. All right, Bart.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with Monday Night Football. The San Francisco 49ers go ahead and take care of business against the Carolina Panthers. 49ers improved to 8-4. Panthers are the definition of mid at 6-6. A very boring game, if you ask me. I'm like, I looked and it was like the third quarter before Christian McCaffrey got one of his touchdowns. And I'm like, how is this only in the third? What a snore fest. But it is technically a revenge game for Christian McCaffrey. He faces his old team 3 years ago. Who would have thunk it? Wow, time flies. McCaffrey, 142 yards from scrimmage and that touchdown. Brock Purdy had a really rough night, 3 interceptions. He might get dropped from my fantasy team. Depends on Baker's health. But anyway, let's go to the head coach, Kyle Shanahan, the winning head coach. And I want you to guess what he had to say, Bart, on what he's seen from his team the past 2 weeks. This is 22 seconds long. What do you think that the Wonder Kid, who isn't a kid anymore and should really stop wearing his hat the way that he wears it, had to say?
All right, well, this week it was the Panthers, and last week it was the Cardinals. What's he seen from his team? Now this is Purdy back here. 3 touchdowns last week. How long?
This is 21 seconds long. Not 22, but whatever. It's 1 second.
What he's seen from his team the last 2 weeks?
Si, senor.
Yeah, just the you know, the resiliency, the willingness to and to never give up. You know, there's been times where we could have packed it in or, you know, felt bad for ourselves, but to come back, to respond, a lot of great guys, you know, a lot of guys making plays and stepping up, and we've been banged up, and just to have you know, guys coming back, and, you know, hopefully more. It's just working them in, and, you know, just trying to get in a groove here so that we can make a nice stretch run, but just been really impressed with everybody and playing for each other.
These guys have been playing a while together. I mean, just you know, ever since losing Fred and stuff, it's been a bunch of young guys, guys who haven't had their ops yet. And, you know, I think each week you can feel them in practice get better and better. Now, it's not always that result on Sunday or on Monday, but today it was. I thought last week it was, and we all know it was a rough fourth quarter, but these last 2 games, I thought we've really improved.
Sure, why the hell not? Yeah, you mentioned some things that pretty much spirit of the clip rule, resiliency, guys playing together, just that and a third. I mean, what's he going to do? These guys look like crap the last 2 weeks, but somehow we're 2-0. So, you know, that would have been much more interesting if he said that. But, yeah, a lot of coaches.
Oh, that would have been front page news. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, muy hilarious. In any case, you're 1-0, like the 49ers are 2-0 the last 2 weeks, so yay 49ers, I guess. And now on the Panther side.
You ever been in the paper?
Yeah, a long time ago. I forgot why I was in the paper. I wasn't
like
arrested.
What kind of like the New York Post?
No, no. It was I wasn't in the New York Post like a year ago it was a year ago. When I said Pete Alonso should take a Cody Bellinger type deal, and then he did. So that got picked up.
In the Post? Like the actual printed copy?
Well, sort of. Our good buddy Dexter Henry, friend of the show, friend of the network, he was doing some digital work for the Post, so I was like a guest on his show. So like I got picked up there. But yeah, I mean, that was a smart take because that's exactly what happened. He opted out and boom, the rest is history. In any case, Bryce Young.
I've been in the New York Times.
Were you really?
I was quoted in an article about Giannis.
Oh, how about that? And you are the foremost expert on all things Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Back in December of 2020.
Send me the clip. I'd love to read it.
Yeah, hold on. We'll do that at the end.
Beautiful. Maybe we'll lead the 5th hour with that. Bryce Young, 18 of 19, .169 through the air. Had 1 touchdown, 2 picks. This was a very ugly game on both sides. Like I said, 5 interceptions between Young and Purdy. So not an aesthetically pleasing game. How about the running game? Almost non-existent. And I say almost, pretty much. 6 carries for Rico Dowdle, 3 for Chuba Hubbard. They got really nothing from their backfield. So I want you to guess what Bryce Young had to say. It's 21 seconds long on why did they lose against the 49ers? That's it. Guess what he said.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's just we didn't make the plays when we had opportunities to make them. We came up short, whether it was, you know, just not getting it in or not getting that extra yardage. There's a lot that I had a couple interceptions, some decisions that I'd like back, but we're getting close. We feel good, but we gotta, you know, it doesn't matter if you don't win, and We'll have to go back and think about this and move on to next week.
Just lack of execution. You know, a couple plays you want to have back, a couple stuff they could do better. Haven't watched film yet, but you go out there and live it. Doesn't feel great. Sucks. Going to be a sucky playing right back, but we got a short week. We got to turn the page. We got to, you know, we got to flush it quick. So, you know, not the outcome we wanted, but, you know, we're moving forward.
Bravo. Almost like you were in the room with him when the question got asked. Execution is what doomed the Panthers.
Well,
yes.
And there's something in that that I have not, I've never said this, but I need to think of it for the future is, I haven't watched the tape yet. I've not ever said that.
You know what? And that's right. And that's such a coach slash player like cliche. The fact that this is the first time that it's being brought up. And how many months have we been doing guess what they said at this point? Like, this is not new. That's never come up from you. You're absolutely right. I think I need to start deducting points if you don't say watch the tape. Even if it's not in the answer, I got to just... You got to fit in.
I was going to make a joke there, but then I decided not to.
All right, good. Be a pro you are. All right, 2-0. Let's try to breeze through this because we got an update to get to. Congratulations to the Rams. I guess if congratulations are in order, they are on top of the NFC at 9-2 by virtue of the Eagles losing. So Philadelphia is at 3, tied with the Bears. They're both 8-3. Tampa, Seattle, Green Bay, San Francisco, and Detroit round up your top 8 in the National Football Conference. I want you to guess what head coach for the Rams, Sean McVay, had to say on how it feels to be on top of the NFC right now. It was a short one. It's 9 seconds. Guess what he had to say.
You're always happy with wins. We haven't won anything yet. That's why I keep telling these guys, you know, we got to get in there every week. We got to get better. We got a lot bigger goals than this. We feel good, but we got a lot more we need to do.
The only thing that would matter is if the season ended right now. So, you know, do you remember who was in first place with 6 weeks left last year? Me either.
He actually really did not play it at all. He completely buried it. You were a little more optimistic in your answer than he
You're
was.
You're not giving me that one?
No, I'm not giving you that one. No, you didn't get it.
Okay.
You were more optimistic than he was. He completely dismissed it. So, therefore, I award you no point. You're 2-1. You could still win here, though.
I said we haven't won anything yet.
Yeah, but again, you were more like, oh, you like the wins. And you were more upbeat. He didn't care.
Okay.
He didn't care. Right. There's no spirit of Clipper here.
I said okay.
Good. As long as we're on the same page. All right, let's go to the Chiefs and the Colts. Colts had a chance to do something very funny. Colts could not get it done. So finally, the Chiefs win a one-position game. 23-20, your final there in Arrowhead. But there was an opportunity for the Colts to stamp their foot on the throat of the Chiefs. There was a fumble in the fourth quarter that could have changed the momentum of the game. It did not. Chiefs wound up holding on. And obviously, they're still in it for their playoff lives. The Chiefs are 6-5. The Colts just dropped down to 8-3. No big deal for them. But I want you to guess what Patrick Mahomes had to say on what the energy was in the stadium after the Chiefs fumbled in that fourth quarter. It's 18 seconds long. Guess what Patrick Mahomes had to say.
After the Chiefs fumbled?
Correct.
Yeah, you can feel it. People getting tense. You know, we got a lot of the crowd hangs on. And the crowd's great. We love the crowd. They're so good. But we knew that we had to give them something to cheer about today. A lot of effort came out. They've been coming out for a long time. And we knew we had to dig down there and make sure that, you know, nobody was leaving. And we had to come back. And we still had time on the clock, get a win.
There was like a feeling that you had an Arrowhead. You could see the fans kind of were behind us. Like they didn't kind of hang their heads because it was a fumble. They said that we're going to be with y'all through the end, through this all. And I thought that was really cool. And you could kind of feel that momentum kind of swing in our favor, even after a bad play for us. So I'm glad that happened here because I thought that really did change the outcome of the game.
Now, I'd love to give you a fractional point for the impression because it was very close and made me laugh. However, I can't give you the point here because you said the crowd was tense. Everything else after was accurate. But the crowd was intense. He said that the crowd was behind them, therefore...
Well, I think he's lying.
I believe that, too. You're not going to tell me after a fumble, people are going to cheer, oh, don't worry, guys, you got it. Pick yourself up out of bootstrap. I call absolute shenanigans. Total BS. That did not happen. But that's Mahomes trying to be a good guy for the fans. Unfortunately, that doesn't work in your favor. You're 2-2. Need this one for the win. And If you're an Eagles fan, it's been sounding like doom and gloom for like 4 weeks, but somehow you guys keep on winning. Well, it finally, the other shoe dropped as you fell to 8-3 thanks to the Cowboys, who are now 5-5-1, 24-21, your final score there. Nick Sirianni, I want you to guess what he had to say, head coach of the Eagles, on what went wrong for the offense in the second half. This is 20 seconds long. You know the game. I don't got to recap it with you. What does Nick Sirianni have to say about that second half offense?
Yeah, we just got out of our rhythm. We just, you know, credit to the Cowboys defense for, you know, hanging in there. And, you know, they could have folded up shop, but they came with us every step of the way. And we just got to, it's come down to we got to make the plays. We got to make the plays. And, I mean, it's on me. I got to call better game to get our guys in that position. But this is one that we'll have to learn from and, you know, try to get out there. You know, we got a short week ourselves. We'll get out there and got to correct these things if we want to get better.
We're always trying to be a balanced attack. So I just think, again, we'll have to look at ourselves and look at the schemes, and then we're going to have to look at the execution and see what the issues were. We just weren't very efficient as an offense in that second half. I didn't really feel that we took our foot off the gas.
This is very tough. I'm not even trying to be joking or drawn out for dramatic effect. It's almost like a tie. Because the first half of the answer is pretty much in line with what you're saying. You know, got to go look at the, you know, we didn't execute. We got to go back and look at ourselves. This, that, and the third. But then he said, I don't think the play calling was an issue. And you said the play calling was an issue. So that fundamentally is incorrect. But this is about as 50-50 as a clip. Bart, I hate that we have to do this. Because I think this is only the second time we've ever done it. But this, guess what they said, is going to end in a tie.
Hold on.
No, I got nowhere to go. You got to throw the mark.
No, I got it here. I have the official rules of guess what they said. There. In case of a tie goes to the runner. A tie is a yes. Bart wins.
And mercifully said that. That's what they said.
And here's Marco Belletti.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
Uh-huh. And we're sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Well, points at a premium, but the 49ers able to separate.
Here's the snap. Purdy back, looking left, throws left on the slant. Caught by Jennings inside the block. Breaks a tackle into the end zone. Touchdown, 49ers. Jawan Jennings made that catch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I do have pulled up a New York Times article I was in back in 2020. 2020. Basically, I could read some of it for you, but the gist is Giannis leaving? Is Giannis staying? It was written again in 2020, so just how fatigued I am of this whole conversation. If Giannis ever did leave, the Bucks would be terrible, as evidenced by how they've been playing without Giannis these last few games. They are on a 5-game losing streak, which each loss looking grosser than the last, losing to the Trailblazers tonight. Damian Lillard back in Milwaukee getting a video tribute for the 2 years he spent there. The video, what is like the minimum that you're going to get a video tribute with these days? Because even if it's like, how long was Mike Piazza with the, was it the Marlins? He was there for like a week before he got traded again. They would even do a video tribute for that now, just because it's like kind of like a joke.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, there's so much player movement and people don't want to piss anybody off because like, oh, maybe we could sign him one day. You know, they'll just give you, you know, a tribute for being on a team for 40 minutes. You could be one of those drafted kids who put on the wrong hat, and then, you know, you get traded like 30 minutes later, and when you go play that team that originally drafted you, tribute video. They don't even have your footage, but it's just, you know, stills of you in college.
Oh, I got one. What if J.J. McCarthy never played for the Vikings again, and then he
very
came
possible.
Back
I
somewhere
think
else?
Yeah, if J.J. McCarthy just became a Cardinal for some reason, and then he goes to play in Minnesota, and, you know, there's the tribute video. Thanks for the one quarter against the Bears.
Look, I give these guys the benefit of the doubt when they're young. I really need J.J. McCarthy to be good because of my Dynasty Fantasy League, where I let a lot of offers go, and now I could get nothing for him. He did not look good. In this Packer game, there was never any fear that J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings would be able to figure it out. And I got kind of worked up. I did. You know, I'm a big Matt LaFleur hater, even though he's the coach of my team, maybe especially because, but it was 17-6 at one point, and it was a 4th-and-2 there, maybe at the 20. So they're up 11, and then they kicked a field goal, and I got mad because they made a two-score game. I was hoping that they could try to make it a 3-score game. It didn't matter. I mean, I'm not feeling better about the Packers after this win because they did essentially play the same game they played against Carolina and against Cleveland. Conservative, run first. They ran the ball 42 times. But that's the way that Matt LaFleur likes to play. But Jordan Love's banged up, short week. There's a lot of people that I talk to that are justifying LaFleur's play calling for him. He doesn't need you to do that. He's a big boy. I don't think he's got the benefit of the doubt for me or you to justify his play calling because of how he calls it in some of these other games. So maybe we can get at that to more tomorrow. I don't think you come here to listen to me talk about the Packers because you know that I do that on my podcast, Into the Winklerverse, available wherever you get your podcast. So my team won. Carlos's team did not win, unless you're talking about NYCFC, who's
damn
got
straight.
a big Eastern Conference final against Inter Miami coming up. When is that, Saturday?
Yeah, it'll be Saturday, and that's a revenge game. Messi scored 2 goals. Miami beat him 4-0 last time in regular season.
That's in Miami? Are you going to take the trip?
No, I can't afford that.
Okay. Miami and New York City against the other side of the bracket, which will be San Diego and Vancouver. How about that? That's a matchup you don't see in any other sport. All right. Thanks to Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti, Pat Boyle up next. I'm Bart Winkler. We're back tomorrow on the Infinity Sports Network.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.